Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are upset about it's one of those things you see at the fair, like the county fair. And we'll tell you more about what it is coming up here in moments. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then Bonnie, you're going to tell us about a person who was found not guilty of some pretty shocking sounding charges, shooting at the police during a raid of his home. You'll tell us a little bit about that, but he was also sadly found guilty of something else, if I'm thinking of the same case. We'll get into that story here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's talk first to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, David.
Newsflash. Instagram is Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
No, it's Meta.
Yeah.
Facebook changed their name now.
And the word Meta pops up now instead of Facebook when you log on to Instagram.
Oh, really?
Like it's a little
quick one-second thing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, David.
How does it feel being owned?
Huh?
I'm not owned.
Owned by what?
You're not? Then why are we bothering to talk about masks and vaccine and COVID and stuff like that if we're not owned?
I haven't gotten a vaccine or worn a mask except to go into the airport, and it was a fake mask.
Oh, I am owned. I mean, I actually have an ankle bracelet on, and I'm not allowed to leave my house without government permission. So I am straight up a government slave.
Well, there you go.
And it sucks. I will tell you, it sucks. But they can't own my mind. That's the one thing they can't own, is what's between my ears.
Right. So, Bonnie, I didn't ask what you did or didn't do. I asked, how does it feel being owned?
That's stupid.
Okay, thank you.
I just don't have an answer.
That's not my problem. You don't have an answer. The question still stands. So let me clarify. So you do or you don't wear a mask, or you do or you don't get a vaccine, or you do or you don't. But we're all still stuck talking about this crap every day, all day. And as someone who lived in a period in time where, well, frankly, we were still owned, but we weren't stuck talking about this crap every day, all day, consuming our entire lives, frankly. I mean, I know some people have to work and they escape it to some degree or another, but even at work, they're probably not escaping it, are they? And so here's the real question is, what you gonna do about it?
Some people have to work spreading the word. That's our job.
I don't think we're really forced to talk about all this stuff.
Don't you think that the man behind the curtain is happy to watch you spread the word?
Actually, no. They tried to tear down our studio, so no, I don't think they're happy to watch us.
Well, that's part of their game, and they won that battle. But I'm talking about, I'm not talking about the studio right now. I'm talking about the larger picture. You know, people can, I mean, gathering 10,000 people together in one place is a pretty good message. However, it hasn't foiled their little scheme here.
No, of course not. I mean, we need thousands more activists here. We don't even have 10,000 yet. I think there's maybe pushing 4-5 if you include the New Hampshire natives that are friendly directly to the Free State Project. So we're still really early on in this. And so I think people expecting, I know I heard Mark complaining on the show last week when he called in that, the New Hampshire government didn't stop the federal government from raiding our studio and arresting our co-hosts. Like, well, no one was expecting that to happen. I don't know. Why would you think that was going to happen? I mean, these goons are running things, and it's going to not be easy to change things. But look, to your point, David, I do want to say, before you go on, I do want to say that we don't always talk about COVID stuff. That happened to be what we were talking about tonight, but there are some shows where we don't talk about it at all.
But I'm not.
You didn't have to call about it either.
Well, actually, I kind of do because it's all consuming, and I'm not talking about.
Okay, well, then that's partially your problem.
I'm not talking about your program. I'm talking about the whole world happens to be consumed by this. And when I said we, I wasn't talking about Free Talk Live. I was talking about planet Earth.
Whole
freaking planet.
Well, thanks for clarifying. You can understand why we might have thought you were talking about the show you were calling in on.
Especially when you said I have a question for you, Bonnie.
Right, because we as humans are all egocentric. Yeah, we all tend to do that. We tend to internalize when somebody says or makes a statement that has a pronoun in it, a generalization, you know,
or
you
name.
Or them.
Or name.
It's because you're not necessarily wrong here. Like, I'm frustrated
That's
about
right. I'm
talking
not wrong.
About this, too. Like, I don't like talking about it constantly, and I make an effort to talk about other things as frequently as possible. That said, it is a topic that does need to be come back around to because, unfortunately, whether we like it or not, it is one of the most relevant topics to our current situation.
Also,
it sucks.
Yeah, it's not one of the most relevant. It is the most relevant, all-consuming. And, you know, the bottom line is not only are they trying to control you, they will kill you. And so let me go back to the main question, chumps, because we're all chumps. Now, don't internalize it. Remember I said we all tend to internalize things. I'm not just talking to you three. You happen to have a radio program. I don't need to remind you of that. So, hey, chumps, what you gonna do about it? Because it's the same. One bully in high school is no different from these bullies worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stop. Till you stop them. So what you gonna do about it?
Well, I can't physically stop anyone from doing something. All I do is not comply.
That's
my answer from the beginning when
right.
I told you I don't comply with the stuff that the COVID specific stuff you're talking about. I asked you lots of other stuff. I'm an activist. You're not.
Thank you, David. I appreciate. No, David is definitely an activist, and I thank you for the call. He's pointed out many of the ways that he has really upset the city of Albuquerque bureaucrats and the various different state bureaucrats. They know him by, you know, first and last name over there. So he's definitely an activist. But I agree with you, Bonnie. That is the best solution is noncompliance. But, Nikki, what do you think? What's the answer to this?
I mean, that's kind of what I've been doing. I mean, I literally got fired from my job because I didn't comply.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Really?
Now I actually have the time and the space to, you know, start my own businesses, start doing what I love, and doing things that are actually helping people. Because working in the hospital, it was kind of bringing me down, and it was bringing the quality of care that I could give to the people down.
Mm.
I mean, you know, just giving people all these pharmaceuticals, I didn't agree with it. I felt like it was actually harming them, especially the treatment for COVID, remdesivir, that we were still giving people, even though it's been proven to cause kidney failure. I mean, there was just so many things that I didn't agree with, and you know,
that's interesting because, you know, a lot of people, when they're coming up on a major change, whether it's because of a, you know, strong stand they're making about a vaccination or just somebody gets fired a decade ago or whatever, like a lot of times that leads to some better things. A lot of times an uncomfortable change, something you weren't expecting or that seems, you know, negative in the moment. From a wider perspective, later on, you can look back and say, wow, if I hadn't gotten fired from that job, then X, Y, and Z wouldn't have happened for me. These new doors and windows of opportunity wouldn't have opened. Now, of course, in a lot of cases, you do have to grab the bull by the horns. You got to take action. You can't just wallow around in depression or misery. You've got to see this as the opportunity that it is to create something new. And so I agree with you, Bonnie. You know, non-cooperation, if people want a different world, they have to live into that world that they want to see. You have to be the change that you wish to see. If you want to see people not obey, then you have to try not obeying.
And the other thing is, Ian, you've been talking for like two decades on Free Talk Live about the way that obeying and complying with the government, even on littler things than 2020, will lead to crazy, you know, tyranny, and now it's happening. So, mm-hmm. Why not point it out? Not because, oh, you were right, but see, you weren't lying, you know?
And it's going to get worse. The more people go along to get along, the more they try to avoid, and they try to avoid these conflicts. Like, I don't like the idea of conflict, but I'm not bringing it. They're the ones bringing it to me, and I just want to live free. You know? What's wrong with that? 603-283-6160 is the number here. That's 603-283-6160. We can continue, and we'll talk about a guy that thought he could live free by defending himself as police were breaking into his home on...
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, open phones. If you haven't joined the show, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
Whether you want to talk about disobeying the states and various different mandates, as we've seen large protests out in Europe, Not so large ones happening in the U.S., but there are some, you know, here and there. You know, maybe a few hundred or a couple thousand people will turn out to a thing. But then again, things aren't as bad in most places in the United States as they are over in Europe or Australia, for instance. So if you want to weigh in on that discussion, you're certainly welcome to do so. Bonnie, you had a story tonight that we're going to get to right now, basically. But then coming up, we'll talk about the Banana Derby and why some so-called animal rights activists are upset about it, what it is. But it's a pretty serious story, Bonnie, that you wanted to share with us here tonight. So what's going on?
Yes, this is from ABC. It happened the same day, I'm pretty sure, as Kyle Rittenhouse's verdict.
But got almost no coverage by comparison.
Yeah, got way less coverage. Andrew Coffey, the fourth, found not guilty on all counts of murder, attempted first-degree murder.
For shooting at cops.
Well,
who were raiding his house, right?
There's more to it than that, which okay. I just kind of grazed through this, or, you know,
and, I mean, through this. Not that it matters, but isn't he a black man?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Andrew Coffey was found not guilty on all counts of murder and attempted first-degree murder Friday. Coffey is accused of firing at Indian River County Sheriff's deputies, which I Googled, and it's Florida. During an early morning drug raid at his home back in 2017. His girlfriend, Alteria Woods, was caught in the crossfire, shot 10 times, and later died.
Oh my gosh.
So sad.
Coffey was charged with the murder of Woods, even though...
His own girlfriend.
Yes. It's not clear who shot her, but... I mean, did he shoot her 10 times while shooting at the cops?
Seems
I feel
unlikely.
Like that's unlikely. So he was charged. No cops were charged.
Right.
Coffey was charged with the murder of Woods after a grand jury exonerated two law enforcement officers for her death. Wow.
Of course. Grand juries basically just do whatever the prosecutors want them to.
And, you know, that's the free state of Florida for you.
Mm-mm. It's not a free state. That's what some people say, and it's ridiculous. It's a police state. And here's more proof.
Before the case went to the jury's hand, Coffey took the stand to defend himself, blaming deputies for his girlfriend's death. The defense said Coffey was asleep and thought the flashbang was gunfire, so he fired his gun because he thought he was under attack.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, I was trying to protect me and Alteria, and I thought I was doing that, but I feel I didn't protect her. I can't sleep with that. They killed her, Coffey said. The prosecutor said deputies did announce they were there.
Yeah,
I mean, when you're asleep, that could be just like a dream.
Yeah,
like,
it means nothing.
It doesn't mean anything, and, you know, you don't necessarily hear it when you're asleep, and if you do, it's like you're, you know, in between this other reality and, like, living middle of the morning.
Plus, it's not unheard of for home invaders who aren't the police to shout police as they're trying to invade your home, so you'll think that it's the police, but it's not the police.
And really, what's the difference? I mean, the police are home invaders, too.
Yeah.
They say Coffey fired at deputies and they returned fire. Coffey was found guilty on account of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, which could have... So this is what... This was, you know...
This was the one count that they got him on.
Yep. Which could have a penalty of up to 30 years in prison.
Jeez.
He was also found not guilty in the murder of Woods. The Indian River County Sheriff Eric Flowers released a statement following the verdict. Quote, it's disappointing that this jury did not see the tragic death of Alteria Woods occurred as a direct result of the actions of Andrew Coffey IV.
They occurred as a result of the cops who busted in this man's door. By the way, I presume they were coming in there on a drug raid, right?
That's what it said, yeah.
Yeah. Did they find drugs? Because I didn't hear anything about any charges for possession. You know, he didn't get convicted of possession of cocaine with intent to distribute, or even possession of marijuana with, you know, the intent to smoke it. I didn't hear anything about that.
I don't know.
So it's not in the story, right?
It sounds like they found nothing then.
Right. If they found drugs in there, he would have been charged with drug crimes and would have likely been convicted.
Yep. You know, cops can start a fight when there's actually no basis or reason for the fight that they started, not get convicted of killing the person who dies as a result, and then charge the person who was trying to defend himself and the person who died.
Yeah. They would charge him with everything they possibly could charge him with, especially because he shot, you know... Cops.
The cops, to go on, the cop the county sheriff says, "Our hearts go out to the Woods family as they still suffer from a loss of their daughter, but we stand by a statement that she would still be here had Coffey simply complied with law enforcement."
Well, I mean, that's probably true, right? I mean, it's probably true that if they had just allowed the home invaders to come in and do whatever, but he didn't know that they were actual cops. And it's, again, it could have been another group of home invaders that were actually planning to murder him and rape his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And if it was cops, you still have a right to defend yourself against
the cops. And that's what the jury found out, which is what is shocking about this case, that a jury actually ruled in the favor of the defendant in that case. And it's a damn shame that that jury didn't also just go ahead and kick out the other charge. Just, you know, just to have a clean sweep, because
it's because they don't understand jury nullification. They're like, he did have a gun and he was a felon. You have the right as a jury member to just say, yeah, but who cares?
Yeah,
that's
right.
A dumb law.
Absolutely.
Right.
Not guilty.
They wouldn't have found that he had the gun if they had not come in, raided his house, come in, you know, with a flashbang, created a violent situation. They never would have necessarily found that because that wasn't what the warrant was for.
I forgot about the flashbang part of this story, too. Like, if you set off a flashbang and say, "This is the cops," do you really expect someone to hear you?
Yeah, they're probably going to be deaf
at
that point. Crazy story, and so now he's facing up to 30 years in prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm. Keep in mind, this was state court, was it not? This didn't say it was a federal court or federal charges, I don't think. And it probably wasn't because it was, you know, it sounded like it was Indian River sheriffs and you know, likely not, you're not dealing with federal court in this case. So that's yet another example of how tyrannical the state of Florida is. You get caught with a gun as a felon and you're facing basically the rest of your life in prison.
Yep. And all over the fact that this person may or may not have had drugs in his own house.
Well, doesn't sound like he did. Again, I'm surprised they didn't even plant any drugs, you know, given their buddies were shot. I'm surprised one of them didn't go back out to their cruiser to their little stash of crack.
Well, one of them probably aimed at the girlfriend and was like, yep, that'll do it.
Yeah, they probably did that on purpose. Absolutely. You don't usually accidentally shoot somebody
10 times.
Well, I mean, it could have been a situation where they're just blasting through closed doors.
You know?
We don't know what the actual situation in the home was, but those bullets are going to go right through that drywall.
I would say the fact that they didn't plant drugs points to the fact that they figured that they got them on something.
That's a good point. The number here is 603-283-6160. Coming up, the Banana Derby has been happening at various different fairgrounds for apparently most of the last decade, at least. I'm looking at a YouTube video of it from 2013. But now, it is causing some controversy with the so-called animal rights activists. We'll see what you...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three men who were standing trial for the death of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia have all been found guilty of numerous counts of murder. That's the trial in Brunswick, Georgia, where the prosecution argued that the young black victim was murdered without justification while simply jogging in that neighborhood. The three men claimed that they thought the man was a burglar and that they killed him in self-defense when he started to resist what was supposed to be a citizen
Biden's arrest. The nation's economy continuing to grow, though a key inflation gauge is hitting a level not seen in over 30 years. Government figures out today show the personal consumption expenditure index was up 5%, marking the biggest jump since November of 1990. The holiday break beginning on Wall Street at the closing bell on Wednesday. The Dow had fallen 9 on the day. S&P was up 10. NASDAQ gained 70. This is USA Radio. A statue of one of the founding fathers is no longer in New York's City Hall. The plaster replica of an original statue of Thomas Jefferson was removed on Monday in a process that took several hours. The latest to be taken down as cities nationwide remove statues that they believe are tied to Confederate symbols and leaders with connections to slavery. New York's Public Design Commission voting 8-0 in favor of relocating that Thomas Jefferson statue because of his history as a slave owner. New York City police are gearing up for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade just hours away now. The NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea says the Counterterrorism Bureau is out in full force already and folks can feel safe. Security includes, well, that they'll tell us about, cement blocks, sand trucks, and explosive detection canines being used. And this is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The phones are open as always. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And don't forget, you can follow our Odyssey channel over on video.freetalklive.com. Odyssey is the most free speech video platform that you're going to find out there. It's based on the Library Protocol, which is an uncensorable freedom blockchain-oriented video and media protocol. You can learn more about that at lbry.com. If you really want to go all in, download the Library Desktop app and run that. But if you want to just try out Odyssey, get over to their website at video.freetalklive.com. They'll take you right to our channel. You can follow us. And again, Ian, Nikki, and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. We're going to talk about the Banana Derby. Is this a cruel act? That is going from fairground to fairground across the United States with monkeys riding on the backs of dogs as, like, jockeys, basically. The monkeys are the jockeys. The dogs are the equivalent of the horse, if you will, in a race to see who will the winner be. We'll get into that coming up here, but Brian is on the line listening to WOMI there in Owensboro, Kentucky. Go ahead, Brian.
How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So, I've had a flashbang go off in a room with me, and the whole intentions of a flashbang is to throw the person off guard and distract them.
Stunning.
And pretty much go deaf.
Yeah.
You can't hear nothing, and it's almost as if everything is in slow motion as you're looking at things.
Wow.
Can you even see very well after that? I mean, it's a flashbang,
no,
right?
No, yeah, no, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It, like, everything just seems like it's in super slow motion.
It blows out your senses to disorient you, so the police have a better chance of coming in and taking over the situation.
It's not fair to be prosecuted about any action you take right in that moment.
And another thing, so they convicted him on the charge of a felon in possession of a weapon, right?
Yes.
Correct.
So why are we not outraged that the guy who pointed his weapon at Kyle Rittenhouse was a felon with a weapon and not being charged?
Yeah, that's a great question. You're talking about the guy that survived the encounter, right?
Yes.
That guy?
Yeah. Yes. And he's the one, and he is a felon in possession of a weapon, pictures of him holding the handgun, everything, even pointing it at Kyle, but nothing has been brought, no charges have been brought against him at all.
It is an
odd. Another thing, too, is they said that Kyle Rittenhouse drove an hour away to go to Kenosha, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that he, okay, if he lived an hour away, he had no business being there, right?
Ridiculous.
That's what everybody said, right? Well, guess what? The guy who got his arm blown off lives in Silver Lake, Wisconsin, and that is an hour drive to Kenosha.
That's why they always use this term, Kyle Rittenhouse cross state lines, and for some reason people keep bringing that up like it's relevant. I mean, it's still
ridiculous.
Supposedly one country. Who cares if he crossed state lines?
Right, but the thing is that got him off with that deal with the weapon was he didn't cross the state lines with the weapon. Him and his buddy did, who was the actual owner of the weapon, crossed the state lines, which is not illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what got him off of that charge of carrying a weapon over state lines as a minor. He didn't do it. His buddy did. So, and then Kyle took the weapon there. But that's the only thing that concerns me is that here you got this young man who got off for defending, you know, self-defense, but then you're going to charge him and give him 30 years for a felon with a weapon,
yep,
but not the other guy.
It's crazy.
Are the questions I want answered.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about calling the Kenosha Police Department, finding out why he's not being charged.
I bet they won't call you back.
Whenever I see a case of inequality in the way that people are being treated by the government, I always want to remind myself, we don't want to be equally oppressed. Like, this person who is a felon should be allowed to hold a gun, in my opinion.
Well, it should always be true, we want to be... In the case that he's bringing up, the person who was a felon in the Rittenhouse case was using that gun in an offensive, aggressive manner. So, no, he shouldn't be allowed to do that. No one should be allowed to point a gun at somebody else unless it's in a defensive manner.
Right.
If he's just got a gun to defend himself in his own house or whatever, then I don't think there's a problem with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, but he actually pulled his pistol and aimed it at Kyle, and that's when Kyle said he shot.
Yep.
I forgot that's the guy who
that's
lived.
That guy.
The guy who died had the skateboard.
Right.
Right, and all three of them are, you know, all three of those guys are convicted felons.
Very interesting.
So that's why I want to know what makes the difference. A felon is a felon in possession of a weapon.
Well, my prediction is if you call up the Wisconsin police and ask them that question, you won't get a return call. Let us know if you do.
Right. I will. But, you know, that's the thing. He should have been arrested right there off the stand because he admitted on the stand that he had a weapon pointed at Kyle. So then they should have said, oh, okay, now he's down here at the courthouse. Let's arrest you for having, you know,
they could have done that.
Pictures of him.
They certainly could
have
done that.
That's not what they were spending on their resources on at the moment. They were trying to, you know, get
Kyle
Rittenhouse.
But they could have done it if they wanted to. It wouldn't have cost any resources. They could have just handcuffed him and charged him. It would have cost nothing because he admitted to it. Like, case closed at that point. You better take the plea deal, bro, because, you know, you just said that under oath. Brian, great call, man. Thank you for making it tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. So let's talk about something a little bit different here. We watched some of the footage during the break. The story is coming from Bakersfield.com, and it's coming out of the Florida Sentinel, actually the Sun Sentinel in South Florida. These jockeys weigh only 6 pounds, and they're not riding horses. They're riding dogs. Capuchin monkeys Gilligan and Bert and their race dog partners Luna and Ace are the stars of the Banana Derby. The attraction, appearing for the first time at the Broward County Fair in Margate, Florida, has sparked an outcry from animal activists who want the show stopped. Fans say the show is great comedy, but animal activists are not amused. They say the act is cruel and dangerous for both the dogs and the monkeys.
I mean, I have an issue with, like horse racing. I don't have an issue with this. The dogs look like they're happy. They're like, their tongues are sticking out.
Yep.
The monkeys don't really appear to be too fazed by it. As long as their boarding conditions afterwards are fine, mm-hmm. I don't really see an issue with it.
Just for everybody who's not looking at the videos, these aren't horses being racing like the, what are they called? They're not Great Danes. They're not racing like really seriously. There are real dogs that do a race that's like kind of inhumane. I forget
the
name of the
dog.
Greyhounds. And, you know, they're pushed to their limits. Yeah. And they're actually racing. These dogs are just running around and having fun.
Yeah, it's a very, like, lighthearted, silly thing. They don't, like, it's not
adorable.
A serious thing at all.
Yeah, it's adorable. In the video footage we saw, like you said, Bonnie, these dogs, like, one of them turns around at one point. Like, it's not a big deal. The guy that's running the thing just cracking jokes. And he's constantly, like, feeding them treats, you know, during the act. Owner Phil Hendricks, he's a former attorney who left the law field in 1998 to join the circus, dismisses those claims. So now he's actually doing something valuable for a living. Quote, okay. They said the monkeys are trained to hit and bite the dogs. Total ridiculous nonsense.
Hmm.
He says it's a loud vocal minority. One person sees the show and says it's cute, and another person sees the show and says it's barbaric. They believe you shouldn't eat meat or even own a pet. A lot of them have good hearts, but they're misled, he said. The monkey jockeys and their canine partners are performing 2 shows on weekdays and 3 on weekends at the fairgrounds, and they're set to perform on Thanksgiving Day. James Wildman, a spokesman for the Animal Rights Foundation of Florida, said, both the monkeys and dogs are unwilling participants. It's seen as comical, but there's nothing comical or funny about it. There are videos and photos of the monkeys biting and hitting the dogs, and you can see the dogs grimacing in pain, he said.
If there was a video, it'd probably be out, and that would be sad.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up what you want. We'll see if we can find that video, but the videos we saw were posted by people that just were there watching, and it looked like a lot of fun. It looked like it was pretty entertaining. There's more coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about the Banana Derby, which is a sideshow act or a, you know, fairgrounds kind of thing that you might see at a local county fair. It's apparently been traveling, crisscrossing the country for what appears to be more than a decade based on some of the YouTube videos that I've seen here so far tonight. The man running the operation, Phil Hendricks, left the attorney business in 1998 to join the circus. And I don't think they cover it in the story here at the Sun Sentinel about the controversy of animal rights. So-called rights activists are upset about this, claiming that the monkeys are biting at the dogs, or what was it, hitting them or something like that?
Yeah, biting.
Yeah.
And the they just seem to be having a blast in the videos that I've seen. And the owner in one of the interviews, in an interview in 2009, said that the way they discovered this was they had the monkey already, and they noticed that the monkey, one of the monkeys, was like, they were just eating breakfast one day, and they looked outside, and the monkey was riding the dog, like holding on it onto the dog's ears, riding around on its back. And so, like, they didn't come up with this. The animals did.
And that's what I was kind of wondering, like, how do you come up with this? Well, that's how.
I've seen videos in real life of a dog that got, like, stuck on another dog's back, and the other dog just keeps running.
And it was fine.
Yeah. They were doing it, like, for fun.
I mean, I've seen, like, children, small children, ride Great Danes and stuff, and they're just, like, such docile dogs that they're just, like, whatever. You
and
know?
Those kids are probably bigger than a six-pound
monkey. Oh, for sure, for sure.
The Derby dust-up, according to the story here, started before the fair opened in November or November 18th, the night before Fort Lauderdale activist Anna Campos and primate expert Deborah Missy Williams urged Margate commissioners to stop the show. When their appeal failed, other animal groups joined the crusade, including People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and the Animal Rights Foundation of Florida. It's a sideshow circus act, Campo said. The monkeys are so quick, the human eye can't see the monkey hit and bite the dog? Are you
kidding
me?
They're so quick that you can't see it? That's so such a lie.
So that means it's not happening.
He says, I had to freeze the video to see it. I saw the monkey bite him twice. The dog winces in pain and looks up over his shoulder and takes off running. It's sick.
These people are crazy, and it actually really pisses me off because there are actual, like, animal
abuse.
Yeah, there's actual, like, horrific things going on.
Right.
But instead, they're wasting.
Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But But instead, they're wasting their time with this garbage, and really all it did was bring attention to it, and then everybody just goes, aw, that's so cute. I want them to come to my county fair. You know, so they're really just advertising for these people.
I think it's great that they're actually, you know, they don't know this, but they are, yeah, they're doing the Streisand effect, basically.
Yeah.
They're helping promote this stuff. And I think it's fantastic, because I didn't know about the Banana Derby, and now I'm really entertained, and if it ever came to the county fair, I would definitely come and watch this event. And it's entertaining. You know, when we're watching some of the footage here, it's two, I would say, large-sized dogs with two tiny little monkeys on their backs. The dogs don't seem perturbed in the least by it. The monkeys seem to be just fine. Like, they bring the monkey out, and the guy's, like, you know, telling them about the monkeys. Like, what do they eat, and so on and so forth. And he talks about clapping. And as soon as he says clap, the monkey starts clapping. So, you know, these are the smart kind of fairgrounds monkeys that have been in county fairs for decades. Very, very intelligent animals. The monkey didn't want to be on that animal's back. Even if they are strapped to the dog, the monkey would be making a big show of not wanting
to be. Oh, absolutely.
There. And if the dog was uncomfortable with it, the dog would be nipping constantly at the monkey. It doesn't even happen once. Like, and they're not just, they don't just run around once and go back into their cage or wherever it is they're being kept. They run around, and then they run them around again, and then they, like, they parade them in front of the crowd, and they're just kind of standing there, and they get fed on multiple occasions. They're doing it for treats, right? They're doing it for the applause, they're doing it for treats, and they all get the treats. It's not like just the winner gets the treats. Everybody gets a treat at the end of the, I mean, it's kind.
It's kind of like saying, like, oh, if you, you know, teach your dog to roll over, like, that's animal abuse. Like, no, the dog is just food motivated, and it wanted to do a trick for you. Like, it's cute.
Is it animal abuse if you have a cat in your house and your dog chases it around?
Well, some people believe it's animal abuse to have a dog or a cat. You understand that, right?
Imagine if, like, Coconut was wild. Like, he was just out for his own defenses.
I think about that all the time. He just is such a little tiny, helpless, defenseless thing.
Right.
And he loves being here, too. Yeah. So it's like, it's just ridiculous to even think about.
Yeah, but that's how extreme these animal activists are, is they believe not just in, like, liberating animals from animal testing laboratories, but some of them actually believe that all animals should be liberated from humans. And you make a great point. Like, little dogs like Coconut, the studio dog here, he is not designed to be a natural dog. Dogs like this were designed to be with humans.
I'm pretty sure that that's where Chihuahuas came from. Like, they were probably a wild dog. They got bred into being like a lap dog.
That's correct.
No, he literally can't just go out into the wilderness. He'd probably get killed by a skunk.
Yeah,
he's domesticated.
He can barely handle the vacuum cleaner, let alone like a fisher cat or something like that would just, you know, eviscerate him, poor little guy. But anyway, let me continue here with this story. So, again, animal activists protesting this. Now they're planning three protests, including this weekend. The owner of the monkey or the banana derby, Hendrix, opened the show with music blaring as the crowd gathered around the makeshift racetrack. Quote, "The derby combines two of America's favorite animals, the monkey and the dog," he said before urging the crowd to make some noise to encourage the animals. The two dogs trotted out carrying their jockeys all dolled up in vibrant costumes. Children screamed and clapped with excitement as the dogs raced around the track. Coconut Creek mom Rosetta Hassell laughed along with her son as Ace somehow ended up running the wrong way on the makeshift racetrack. "It was cute," she said. "I took video to show my daughter. The dog seemed as happy as can be. I don't know about the monkeys." Williams, biologist and founder of the nonprofit Dania Beach Vervet Project, does know about the monkeys, and she says there's no way Gilligan and Bert are happy about riding on dogs racing around a track. She said the dogs can reach high speeds. "If I took a wild monkey and put them on the back of a dog, that would not go over well. These aren't wild monkeys."
And the monkey did it himself. Before ever being forced to do it.
Right. The monkey chose this. And These aren't wild monkeys. These are domesticated monkeys. These are trick monkeys.
And she says they can reach high speeds, but it's such a small little track. Yeah. I don't think they're really reaching the high of speed.
I know. I want to know what her definitions of high speeds is, because they're probably not even reaching 1 mile an hour.
His
skin is being
pulled back on his face as the dog goes.
You would never see a wild monkey come down out of a tree and hop on the back of a dog. She said. Known as the organ grinder monkey, capuchins are found in tropical forests from Nicaragua to Paraguay. Wildlife experts advise against keeping them as pets or service animals, but people do both. Clever and easily taught, capuchins have been trained to help disabled people with chores, ranging from turning on lights to opening water bottles and picking up dropped items. And what's wrong with that?
That's cute. That's nice.
There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, as the guy who is giving the presentation, the owner of these monkeys, points out, these monkeys live longer in captivity, right?
Yeah.
You know, they might live an extra decade or whatever in captivity. So do you hate the monkey? Do you want it to die, you know, in the wild, clawed to death by some other kind of beast or whatever, poisoned by, you know, whatever it is happens to eat? No, if you're taking care of it, it's going to live longer. It's going to have a happy life. And again, animals can run away.
It's just like these people think that animals don't have the ability to live with humans
or choose to adapt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Happy smile or fear grin. Primates are intelligent creatures with a complex set of emotions, said Williams. You'll see their emotions on their face, she said. What you might think is a happy smile could actually be a fear grin. The fairs are noisy. With all the jarring and the jolting, it's like being on a roller coaster. They can get hurt.
But the jungle is not noisy.
Right. Or dangerous.
She's just really, like, grasping at straws here.
Yeah. One of the commissioners of the fair says he doesn't buy it. He's went out to the opening night, saw it for himself. He says, I didn't see any abuse. Hendricks, during his lawyering days, said the monkeys are not tethered to the dogs. Now, that's interesting. That was one of our questions.
Hmm.
Even though the animal activists questioned whether that's how he's able to keep them from falling off or running away. So it sounds to me like they want to participate. They like the attention. And they like the treats. So everybody's happy here except for the snooty animal activists.
Who didn't even go. They just watched a video.
Right. Yeah. Oh, well, they wouldn't have been able to see it with their own eyes, so they had to watch the video. Ridiculous. We'll share this story on our social media platform over at social.freetalklive.com. If you get the chance, check out the monkeys.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.